This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
He's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said, oh, what a night! Oh, on the radio!
If they had been like Ben,
it's like that, and that's the way it should be!
It certainly is. A huge hello, one and all. Thank you, as ever, for joining me on the show that goes like this. Now, slightly crazily, I have an admission for you. This show is pre-recorded. It's not live, although you might think it's live if you join later. So don't tell anyone that joins later, and it's just our secret. I'm only telling you that because some of you may be disappointed, because if you join us on the Mixcloud webcam feed, you will not be able to see me this evening. Apologies. This has been recorded a few hours previously, but I'm excited. You should be excited. It's another special show, a rather exciting edition of the show that goes like this, because England's Euros squad has been announced today. The build-up is gathering pace now. We're all looking forward to an exciting tournament, and I've prepared a lot of tracks and done my as ever exhaustive research to look into the various squads that will be taking part in the European Championships, and I've found tracks that link to those countries that will be taking part, the nations that will be coming together for a festival of football very shortly. Now, I like speaking in between the tracks. There's going to be slightly less speaking than normal because I want to squeeze in a track for each country, and there are 24 teams taking part. So this could be a little bit of a race against time, but thanks for being here. Remember, all the ways you can get in touch, radio at phoenixfm is the email address, and my social media is Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and don't go anywhere. Fabulous music and some stats and facts about the European Championships to look forward to. If you love football, it's marvellous. If you're not that bothered about football, it's still marvellous. Let's have a track to get us going. The first team in Group A is Italy. How are we going to link to Italy? Well, if you enjoyed the 1990 World Cup, it was used as the theme. Pavarotti's classic. Let's get going with this one.
Guardi le stelle che tra
Phoenix FM.
Well, I hope you're suitably roused after that effort from Luciano Pavarotti, obviously linked with the Italian football team very heavily. Did you know, historically, well, I couldn't believe the Euros didn't even exist before 1960. The first ever Euros tournament was then Italy's best effort in the Euros. They won the competition in 1968. And this summer, their squad will include Chelsea's Jorginho, Ciro Immobile and Lorenzo Insigne, who'll be hoping to do well for Italy in this tournament. What's coming up next then? Well, the second team to qualify in Group A is Switzerland. And I know what you're thinking, there's not that many obvious artists linked with Switzerland. Well, I was shocked to find a very prominent artist who became a Swiss citizen about 6 or 7 years ago because of marrying a Swiss gentleman. And that person is Tina Turner. And, you know, whether the Swiss are relying on any of their football players this summer, she thinks they don't need another hero.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and a bit of classic Tina Turner there. We don't need another hero. Wasn't that Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome that was from? But yeah, classic Tina there, and she is a Swiss citizen now. Shocking, I didn't realise. Switzerland's best performance in the Euros. They got to the last 16 in the previous Euros, 2016, but they've never done any better than that. Very often, historically, the Euros has had less teams in it. So you've gone straight from the groups to the quarterfinals. And even when it first started, there were only 8 teams in it. So the top 2 teams in the group just went straight to the final, which was ridiculous back in the 60s. But the last tournament in 2016 had 32 teams qualifying, so they did have a last 16 round, and Switzerland have got out of the group just once. And in their squad this summer, they'll be relying on Newcastle's Fabian Schär, Arsenal's Granit Xhaka, although he could be on the move, and Liverpool's Jerdan Shaqiri, another player who could be on the move. Now, who else is in Group A? Turkey. And I won't lie to you, this was the nation I struggled most with to find a reputable artist linked to Turkey. And my exhaustive research has discovered that Mrs. Robbie Williams, Ida Field, has Turkish heritage. Her father is Turkish, and she hasn't released too many tracks. So Mr. Robbie Williams has released quite a lot of tracks. I'm going to play one of those. Let's rock, DJ!
Show kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. Music for your masses, give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite, but when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love and you're with the wrong man, it's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Robbie with the classic rock DJ there. So, yeah, representing Turkey on behalf of his missus, Ida Field, who has a Turkish father. And Turkey's best Euros performance, only back in 2008, they reached the semi-finals, which seems a bit unlikely now. But if they were to do that again this summer, they'd be quite impressed. And who will be playing in the Turkish squad this summer? The guy was just on loan at Liverpool from Schalke, Ozan Kabak, Leicester's Kaglar Soyuncu, and AC Milan's Hakan Çalhanoğlu. Three of their squad that I've isolated to look out for. Whether they do anything any good, who knows? But yeah, finally then, in Group A in the Euros, we have Wales. How will they do? Well, does anybody remember just 4 years ago, or 5 years ago now, but in the Euros in 2016, Wales reached the semi-finals, which seems a bit unbelievable. But yeah, they had an incredible tournament, didn't they? Before we get on to that, though, who is musically representing Wales? Well, it's Duffy. Everybody remembers Duffy's song Mercy. Amy Duffy, but she was just called Duffy when she performed. This, I'm not going to play Mercy, I'm going to play Warwick Avenue.
When I get to Warwick Avenue, meet me by the entrance of the tube. We can talk things over a little time. Promise me you won't stay by the line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, please drop the past and be true. Don't think we're okay just because I'm here. You hurt me bad, but I won't shed a tear. I'm leaving you for the last time, baby. You think you're loving, but you don't love me. I've been confused out of my mind lately. You think you're loving, but I want to be free. Baby, you've hurt me. Spend an hour, but no more than two. Our only chance to speak once more. I showed you the answers, now here's the door. When I get to Warwick Avenue, I'll tell you. You don't love me. I want to be free. Baby, you've hurt me. Baby, you've hurt me.
Phoenix FM.
That was Duffy's Warwick Avenue there for Wales in this summer's Euros. I got a bit overexcited and told you how well Wales had done historically before I should have done, just because I was so shocked that they were semi-finalists just in the last tournament. I'd totally forgotten. Anyway, in this summer's tournament, some of the team that were successful back then will be playing again. Now with Juventus, Aaron Ramsey, obviously Gareth Bale, their main man, and Dan James, right winger for Man United. We'll all be hoping Wales can do well this summer. So we've done Group A. What an eclectic mix in the show that goes like this so far tonight in this Euros special. So we had Pavarotti representing Italy, Tina Turner and Switzerland, Robbie Williams on behalf of his wife Ida Field representing Turkey, and Duffy there from Wales. That's how it's going to work for the rest of the show. You know what to expect now. If you know which teams have qualified for the Euros, you do anyway. Can you guess some of the artists we're going to be featuring later in the show? Get your thinking caps on. Go on. Right, into Group B then. And the first team in Group B is Belgium. Now, I know what you're thinking. There aren't too many Belgian artists out there. What on earth is he going to play now? Well, Gotye is Belgian. I'm not saying I've got you. It's a joke or something like that. The artist, Gotye, is Belgian. Now, this song features Kimbra. I've no idea about her nationality, but to be honest, I don't care. This is somebody that I used to know.
So happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
Just something.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Gotcha and somebody that I used to know, Belgian recording artist. Belgium's best effort in the European Championships, they were runners-up in 1980, way back then, and they'll be hoping to do incredibly well. They're in a golden generation moment right now, aren't they, with all their players? You've heard of all their squad, virtually, and they're all good players. So they were third in the last tournament. Will they go any better this time? With the likes of Leicester's FA Cup winning Youri Tielemans, scored that screamer in the final, didn't he? Inter Milan's Romelu Lukaku, Chelsea rumoured to want him back. And of course, the facially injured Kevin De Bruyne. If he can get himself fit and be firing, then they've got a great chance. But who will they be taking on in Group B? Firstly, they'll be taking on Denmark. I know what you're thinking. I love Alpha Beat and they're from Denmark. Well, this is just for you then.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Alpha Beat and Fascination, they're representing Denmark, and they of course famously won the tournament back in 1992 when they hadn't even qualified, and then Yugoslavia got thrown out of the tournament. They got allowed in and they went on to win it, and this summer they'll be hoping the likes of Kasper Schmeichel, Christian Eriksen, and Barcelona's Martin Braithwaite can lead them to further glory. Whether it happens, we are yet to know. There is a team making their first appearance. Well, there are a couple of teams making their first appearance at the Euro finals in this summer's tournament, one of whom is in Group B and is Finland. And did you know the DJ Darude is from Finland? And he's certainly creating a sandstorm. Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Darude there from Finland with Sandstorm. If you like songs with lyrics, that one isn't for you. And I think you can tell that Finland are one of the less fancied teams in the Euros this summer. Like I say, they don't have any history in the finals of the tournament. It's their first time there. Should have been 2020, now 2021. And in their squad, they got a lot of championship players. Teemu Pukki of Norwich obviously has had a season in the Premier League, but then they've got relegated, now promoted again. They have Nicholas Hämäläinen, who's at QPR, and Arpo Harm from Barnsley. Who missed out in the playoff semi-finals. So maybe they could surprise everyone and do a Denmark in 92 and achieve glory in 2021. Will it be Finland's year? A team hoping it won't is Russia, because they are the final team in Group B. Russia making up that group. I'll tell you about their squad a little bit later, but we're going to have a track by Tattoo.
It's all about us.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Tattoo, who, if you hadn't realised by now, are from Russia. It's not tattoo like transfers on your arms, and I know tattoos aren't transfers really, are they? They're sort of permanent ink markings on your arms. But no, it's T-A-T-U, Tattoo, fame of Russian stars, and they were a bit controversial, weren't they? I seem to remember them getting involved in political protests or something like that as well. But yeah, Tattoo from Russia, and that was All About Us. And Russia, or the former Soviet Union as it was back then in 1960, hosted and won the first ever European Championship Finals tournament. I did not know that until I did this research. They were the winners back in 1960, haven't really come that close since. And in their squad, they have Mario Fernandez, Alexander Golovin, and Denis Cheryshev, who'll be hoping to do pretty well this summer for Russia. So, yeah, who knows what will happen. That's Group B, then. Belgium, Denmark, Finland, and Russia. If I had to guess, I'd say Belgium ought to top the group, and then probably Finland ought to come bottom, and Denmark and Russia will be hoping they beat each other in their game and can qualify second. But it will be weird this summer because there are some teams who qualify in third place that will make it through to the knockout stages, which is rare these days. So, yeah, they may get a second bite at the cherry. Anyway, let's move on to Group C. First team in Group C of this summer's Euros will be Austria. And I know what you're thinking. I haven't heard a really annoying pop song from about 16, 17 years ago for ages. Well, not to worry, here's DJ Otzi with his version of Hey Baby. Yes, you thought it had gone forever, I'm sorry. Crowds here like it.
Okay, señoritas and caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, mighty diamond and talent, hey baby from the 17. Okay, put your hands up in the air, be hand in the air, on everybody sing now.
Hey, hey, baby,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the classic DJ Otzi and Hey Baby. I think that came out about 2004, something like that. I remember because I had to perform it in pantomime in Luton, where I was appearing in Cinderella as Buttons, and I got one half of the audience to sing it against the other, and most of the time people seemed to enjoy it. Maybe people were secretly cursing me for making them sing it, but it was rather entertaining for most people, I believe. And Austria, what about their best ever performances in the Euros? Well, they've never got out of the group whenever they've qualified. They're doing their best in 2008 and 2016, where they just reached the group stages of the finals. Never got out of the group. Can they do better this year with ex-West Ham's Marko Arnautovic, who now plays in China, I think, doesn't he? And David Alaba of Bayern Munich, he's said to be on the move this summer. And also the dangerous Marcel Sabitzer, who plays for Leipzig. So they'll be hoping Austria can do something, actually get out of the group. And looking at their group, they could have a chance this summer. Although, probably the hot favourites in Group Z. What's Group Z? Why have I become suddenly American? And the Euro finals doesn't have 26 groups in it. So you'd never have a Group Z. Group C. The favourites will surely be the Netherlands. Now, there are many artists that you can associate with the Netherlands, I'm sure. Have you guessed what's coming next? I bet you haven't, because the DJ Fedi Legrand is from the Netherlands. I've always loved this track. Time to give everyone the creeps.
Free drinks all tonight. Take some happy face. Break me, cause it keeps coming down on either side. Bleeding in my mind. Waiting for the creeps to kill my last beliefs. So come on, oh, 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 oh.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that representing Group C of this summer's Euros, not Group Z, for all you Americans out there, was Fedi Legrand with The Creeps. I've always enjoyed that track. I played it on my Halloween special because it's vaguely sinister in its title. Not in its execution, I don't think. What about Holland? Well, you probably remember Ruud Gullit, Frank Rijkaard and the like, and they won the Euros in 1988 with a fantastic team. Marco van Basten with that unbelievable goal, I think was in the final, wasn't it? Yeah, and this summer, the likes of Juventus's Matthijs de Ligt ex-Liverpool, probably joining Barcelona, Gini Wijnaldum will be hoping for glory. And Memphis Depay as well. They've got quite a good squad, the Netherlands, and they've always kind of, since 1988, underachieved at major tournaments. They did get to the final of the, was it World Cup or Euros against Spain a few years back? And lost 1-0, didn't they, to Iniesta's goal. But they'll be hoping for something this summer, and then surely going to get out of Group C. But then who knows? So yes, good luck to the Netherlands. Now, the only other side who've never played in the Euro finals before are also in Group C, formerly known as the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. Before that, they were known as just Macedonia. Now, they're North Macedonia. I don't know if South Macedonia has a football team now, but yeah, in that part of the world, there's been a lot of new countries and breakups and whatever over the last few decades. But now, North Macedonia are playing in the Euro finals for the first time. And slightly clutching at straws, I was delighted to discover that Shakira is a quarter Macedonian. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I know what everyone's going to say. She's Colombian. Well, apparently she's a quarter North Macedonian. So there you go. Whatever she is, wherever she hails from, her hips don't lie, do they?
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving. And it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing.
And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl.
And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it.
So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this.
She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel your joy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. To see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. But just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Dance like this.
She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you know you got the hypnotized. So be wise and keep on beating the signs of my body.
Señorita, feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
En Barranquilla se baila así.
¡Sí! En Barranquilla se baila así.
Yeah, she's so sexy, AM fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy.
Why the CIA when I watch?
It's for Colombians and Haitians. I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting.
No fighting. No fighting.
No fighting.
Phoenix FM.
Hips Don't Lie, that was Shakira featuring Wyclef Jean. Yes, classic track there. I've always enjoyed Shakira's tracks, particularly She-Wolf. If you ever seen the video for that, good video. I'm just going to recommend it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there. But unbelievably, yes, her heritage proves that Shakira is a quarter Macedonian. I don't quite know what's going on with Macedonia, why there's a North Macedonia. There must be a South Macedonia. Is there an East and West? Has it been broken up that much? If anybody knows, please get in touch in the usual ways. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And as I mentioned Twitter, yes, this is a special show, but don't forget, my World Cup of Chocolate Bars is still going on. So you'll have to go to the at Ben Sim Radio profile on Twitter and vote in the next quarter final of the World Cup of Chocolate Bars. So please do keep doing that. Thank you so much to the people that have voted so far. I will update you on it later on in the programme as well. But keep your votes coming in for the World Cup of Chocolate Bars. Well, we're on to the final team in Group C, not Z, of these Euro finals, which will put us at the halfway point of the show tonight. It's racing through, isn't it? But the final team in Group C is the Ukraine. And yet again, I have done some exhaustive research that's found a tenuous link to a well-known celebrity and the country of the Ukraine. Another one that didn't exist about 30, 40 years ago. But unbelievably, and this is unbelievably when you think about it, Nicole Scherzinger is one quarter Ukrainian. Yes, honest gov, it is genuinely true. She's a quarter Ukrainian. I was surprised. I'm sure you are as well. Anyway, let's have a track, shall we? Yes, it's not a solo Nicole Scherzinger song because I prefer all the Pussycat Dolls tracks. But rather than playing ones I play quite regularly, let's play Wait a Minute by the Pussycat Dolls.
Wait a minute, girl, why you do me like that? You take all my money. nice color though. What do they call you, Mr. Tin Man or something? See, I don't want your cars, I don't want your jewelry. No, you can buy this. So you can keep that. Wait a minute, yeah, you can give me that back.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. It hasn't stopped being the show that goes like this while that last track was on, and I'm still Ben Simmons. Thanks for being here tonight on my Euros special, previewing all the teams that have qualified for the European Championships this summer. It should have happened last summer. We had the devastation of the pandemic ruining it for everyone, but it's back this summer and is sure to be a fantastic spectacle. And we're halfway through now. We got to the end of Group C. That was the Ukraine there. Nicole Scherzinger, who genuinely is one quarter Ukrainian. You can check it for yourself. Honest. And the Ukraine have never got out of the group at a Euro finals. Their best performance 2012 and 2016, where they qualified but didn't get out of the group. Bit surprising because they've got some decent players. Man City's Alexander Zinchenko will be taking part this summer. West Ham's Andrei Yarmolenko and Real Madrid reserve goalie Andrei Lunin as well. Some notable Ukrainian players to look out for. And that's Group C then. Austria, Netherlands, North Macedonia and Ukraine. I reckon Netherlands should win it and it's a toss-up between Austria and Ukraine for second place. But the Macedonians will be hoping to shock us all. I think I forgot to talk about the squad members of North Macedonia because I was so excited about Shakira. So apologies to all the Macedonians listening to this programme who are currently outraged. In the Macedonian squad, there will be Leeds defender Edzan Alioski, as well as Boban Nikolov and Goran Pandev, some of their more notable players. Apologies, I nearly missed you out there, but not to worry, it's happened. We've got there, that's halfway through. We've linked musical numbers to many of the teams that have qualified for this summer's Euros tournament, and that's what to expect in the second half of the show as well, plus an update on the Chocolate Bar World Cup. Do keep your votes coming in. And right, let's move on to Group D, shall we, which is known to many as England's group. But we're not coming to England first. The first team in Group D is Croatia. Information about Croatia at previous Euro tournaments coming up. Who on earth is Croatian enough to make it into the programme musically? Well, you may have heard of the singer Lorde, have you? She's a half Croatian. I don't know which half. Her left half, her right half, top half, bottom half. Who knows? But part of Lorde is Croatian anyway. So let's play this track and then we'll deal with the aftermath. Here's Royals.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town. No postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal.
Royal.
We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. care. We are caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
We're bigger than we ever dreamed. And I'm in love with being queen. And we'll never be royals. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll
rule.
I'll
rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was half Croatian lord and royals there. Yes, she is genuinely half Croatian. Don't come crying to me about it. I just tell you the facts after doing exhaustive research on your behalf so you can listen and go, ah, I didn't know that. And that's the exact reaction I'm hoping to get, by the way, as well. Right, we're into Group D then. Croatia, the first team. Now, I'm a bit confused about the second team, but hang on. Croatia's European finals record, they famously did quite well a few years back, didn't they? They got to the quarterfinals in Euro 96 and also the quarterfinals in 2008 when they had a really good squad. And this summer, they'll still have Real Madrid's Luka Modric, who seems to have been around forever now. Also, Ivan Perisic, who scored against England in the semi-final of Russia World Cup 2018, which was devastating. And Ante Rebic as well, another notable squad member of Croatia. And they'll be hoping to do well against England again. Our opening game of this summer's Euros is against Croatia. Also in our group, though, I said I was confused about this Czech Republic. Now, what's going on there? I understand it was the former Czechoslovakia, which has been split into Czech Republic and Slovakia. And it was Czech Republic ever since then. And then a little while ago, I don't really know how it happened, everybody started calling it Czechia with an IA on the end. What, if anyone can enlighten me, I'd love to know. Send a message to Ben Simmers Radio on Facebook or at Ben Sim Radio. But apparently, you look at the groups for the summer's Euros now and it's Czech Republic again. So why is Czechia now out of fashion after only being in fashion for about a year? I don't quite know what was going on there, but it's not Czechia. It's the Czech Republic again. Either way, I've been to Prague and it's quite nice. There you go. Who's a notable musician with links to the Czech Republic then? Well, unbelievably, Jason Mraz's parents hail from the Czech Republic. And exactly what he says to them is, I'm yours. I love that link.
Done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 and love. Listen to the music of the moment. People dance and sing. We're
we're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So why won't they stop day no more, no more? It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate. I'm yours. Ba-ra-bum-da-ba-bum-day.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Jason Mraz fading out still there. That's a long fader, isn't it? With I'm Yours, representing the Czech Republic in this summer's Euros because his parents are from the Czech Republic. I was shocked. He's American. Obviously, they emigrated there. And that was I'm Yours. And who on earth is in the Czech Republic squad this summer? And what have they done historically? Well, this is going to surprise you. Czech Republic Euro tournament winners, 1976. Before my time, I have no recollection of it. I knew nothing about it. But yes, previous winners of the tournament. There you go. And their squad this summer will consist of some players that you may think are unfancied. The likes of Burnley's Matej Vidra and West Ham's right-back Vladimir Koufal and West Ham's midfielder Thomas Souček all plying their trade for the Czech Republic this summer. They could surprise a few people. Let's hope they don't surprise England because they're in our group. I'm hoping there are no major surprises and we easily overcome the Czech Republic, who've gone down a bit in world rankings in recent years. Let's hope they stick to that and we progress at other teams' expense. I'm not remotely sorry for saying that. I'm just being patriotic when it comes to major tournaments. Right. Well, we're halfway through Group D. So, yes, it had to happen sooner or later. England are in Group D now. When I said, can you guess who's going to be featured musically later on in the show, did anyone even think about how tough it is to select one person to represent England musically? Yes, there's a wealth of talent this country has produced. Who am I going for? It's Adele.
I let it fall. But there's
Phoenix FM.
Adele, one of those very few artists who's just known by one name now. Kylie, Madonna, Adele. That's it, in my opinion. Just because I can't think of any others instantly. But yeah, set fire to the rain there, and England will be hoping to set fire to the pitch and rip up Group D this summer. Can you believe this? England came third in the Euros in 1968, which sounds like a wonderful achievement until you realise there were only four teams in it. Yeah, well done, England. Brilliant. And then obviously got to the semi-finals in 1996. I remember that tournament well, and unbelievably, that semi-final against Germany fell on the night of my secondary school prom. So it was a marvellous night that felt like a bit of a damp squib when we exited the tournament, and most of the guys were in despair and most of the girls couldn't care less and wondered what the hell the blokes were doing crowding around TVs at around about 9:30. And that agonising miss from Gazza in extra time. Yes, we all don't want to recall it, but we all still do. And those weird grey kits England wore in that match. Why did that happen? We're white or red, I thought. So, yeah, anyway. The last time England did relatively well in the European Championship finals, they were in a group with Scotland in Euro 96. It's happened again this summer. Is there any element of foreshadowing? I'll leave you to decide that. But surely doing well in England's squad this summer will be the likes of Harry Kane, Harry Maguire and Manchester City's Phil Foden. Will he have a great tournament? Let's hope so. Now, on to Scotland then. Who am I going to get to represent Scotland musically? Again, a huge potential choice. I've decided to funk it up a little bit and go with Calvin Harris. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It was acceptable in the 80s for Calvin Harris. It was also acceptable to think Scotland might do relatively well in a football tournament in the 80s. Although their best performance at the Euros was 1992 and 1996 when they got to the group stage. They qualified. They don't often qualify, let's be honest. So they'll be excited to have got to the finals again this summer. But I think they could surprise a few people, you know. They've got Liverpool's Andy Robertson at left back. They've got Aston Villa's John McGinn in midfield. They've got Southampton's Che Adams up front. They could give it a good go this summer. They're certainly going to be up for it when they play England, aren't they? That is not a given for England. I think that could be an interesting game. And they could surprise Croatia and the Czech Republic. It'd be good if England and Scotland qualified from Group D, wouldn't it? Well, who'd have thought at this point in tonight's proceedings we'd be two-thirds of the way through the show? I know what you're thinking. I would have thought that because chronologically it makes sense. Well done. We've got two groups to go then, Group E and Group F. What is coming up next? First team in Group E, Poland. And again, you probably think there's quite a few artists you can link to Poland. But I was surprised this one has links to Poland through his parents. Jack White of the White Stripes. All his mother's family are Polish. There you go. And he'll hope Poland's football team play with the strength of a seven-nation army. I love those cheesy links.
Gonna bleed from me.
Phoenix FM.
That was the White Stripes there then, with their Polish heritage on behalf of the mother of the family with Seven Nation Army. Poland, another side that did pretty well in the last Euros. 2016, they got to the quarterfinals, which I was surprised to remember. And this summer, they'll have West Ham's Lukas Fabianski in goal. They'll have Southampton's Jan Bednarak at the back. And they'll have Bayern Munich's Robert Lewandowski up front. So, again, they're another team that could do quite well. First team in Group E. So, that's Poland. Who will they be up against? Well, it could be a tough group to call. I will definitely say that Group F that's coming up later is the group of death in this tournament. And there's one team that will very much wish they weren't in it. But anyway, we're still in Group E at the minute. And taking on Poland, firstly, will be Slovakia. Slovakia, the other half of the Czech Republic, Czechia problem. Slovakia. So they're in Group E. Who musically has Slovakian heritage or some way of linking to some well-known track? Shockingly, it's John Bon Jovi. I know what you're thinking, don't be ridiculous, you found a very tenuous link. Well, apparently, some people featured in this show before have been a quarter related to a certain country. John Bon Jovi is one quarter Slovakian. There you go. And you can try and deny it, but all he's going to say to you is, shut your face, it's my life.
Sing a song for the broken hearted. A silent prayer for faith departed. And I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my life. It's now or never.
It's
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this, Euro Finals Special, in anticipation of this summer's tournament. That was John Bon Jovi, who's a quarter Slovakian. Slovakia, second team in Group E. In 2016, they reached the last 16, and that's their best record at a finals. This summer, they'll have Newcastle's Martin Dubravka in goal. They'll have Inter Milan's Milan Skriniar in defence, and they'll have the dangerous Marek Hamšík playing up front and taking free kicks as well. Who else will be joining them in Group E? Well, Spain. Here's one that's actually easy and not that tenuous a link. Time for a bit of Enrique. He's hoping Spain can escape from the group.
Phoenix FM.
That was Enrique clearly representing Spain for this Euros special. And Spain, of course, previous winners of the tournament in 2012, you'll remember that. 2008, you may remember that. 1964, second tournament ever, they also won that. They're one of the only two teams to have won the Euro finals three times. And the other one, not quite as official, if you like, because it's Germany, who were West Germany for one of their wins. So, there we go. Spain and Germany have won it three times, technically. Will they make it a fourth this summer? in Group E against Poland and Slovakia. And who else? Well, hang on, before I tell you who else, in Spain's lineup this summer will be Man City's Aymeric Laporte, Liverpool's Thiago Alcantara, and Wolves' dangerous Adama Traore on the wing. So it does seem they're in a little bit of transition. They're not quite as great as they were about 10 years ago, but who knows? They could still surprise everybody, Spain. Also making up Group E then, it's Sweden. And I always think Sweden has done quite well musically. There's been an awful lot of well-known stars that hail from Sweden. And when you think about Sweden, you don't think about Clean Bandit, because none of them are from Sweden. But this song from Clean Bandit also features Zara Larsson, who is...
Symphonies. Before all I heard was silence, a rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose, was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you, and now your song is a repeat, and I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Clean Bandit with Zara Larsson, who hails from Sweden, who reached the semi-finals of the Euros back in 1992. This summer they'll have Man U's Victor Lindelof at the back. They've got Brentford's newly promoted Pontus Janssen also joining him in defence, and up front Emil Forsberg, who plays for Leipzig. Right, on to Group F. Because there's a danger of me running out of time, I'm going to move a bit quicker now. So, leading Group F, probably at the end of it, will be France. Famous DJs from France. You all know what's coming, do you? David Guetta. I don't think C is from France, but she helped David Guetta on this track. Here's Flames.
Oh.
Phoenix FM.
That was David Guetta and Sia representing France there then. So, yeah, I said Group F was going to be the group of death, and France are in the same group, I'll tell you all of them, as Germany, Hungary, probably not so worried about them, and Portugal. But a lot of ex-winners in the same group. So Germany, next. Although France, just to give you their stats, won the tournament in 84 and 2000, and they will have the likes of potential Ballon d'Or winner this summer, N'Golo Kanté in their team, Antoine Griezmann, Kylian Mbappé, Pogba. You know, they've got a wealth of talent for France. Could they be winners? Current World Cup holders, obviously, as well. Same group as Germany. And here's a lovely stat for you. Germany, representing them, I couldn't believe, Lou Bega of Mambo No. 5 fame is German, and his real name is David Lubega, L-U-B-E-G-A. He's done well to come up with a stage name for himself that doesn't make himself sound German. Here's Mambo No. 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo No. 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good, let me definitely sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Hey!
Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the classic Lou Bega with Mambo number 5, representing Germany in this special Euro show of the show that goes like this tonight. Germany won the tournament in 72, in 80, as West Germany, and in 1996, of course, much to England's annoyance, as Germany. And this summer, they've got Man City's Ilkay Gundogan playing for them, Toni Kroos of Real Madrid, and Champions League winning goal scorer Kai Havertz. Of course, they've always got a strong squad, Germany, and I'm sure they'll be hoping to do well again. Now, potential whipping boys in the group of death are surely Hungary. Musically, who on earth is going to represent Hungary? Well, did you know the legendary Paul Simon had Hungarian parents? And he doesn't even want to be called Paul, he wants to be called Al. It's ridiculous.
A man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me.
Foreign man, he is surrounded by the community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al. Paul Simon with Hungarian parents. Hungary came third in 1964. Another tournament, though, where there weren't many teams in it. But I'm sure they'll be pleased with themselves. And ex-Liverpool reserve goalie Adam Bogdan will be representing Hungary this summer, as will Bristol City's Adama Nagy and Dominic Szoboszlai from Leipzig as well. And that just leaves one team to fulfil the tournament, and that will be Portugal, also in Group F, who won it in 2016, and who will have Man City's Ruben Dias, Man United's Bruno Fernandes, and Juventus's Cristiano Ronaldo. I think Portugal have got a chance, although can they get out of the group of death? Well, I've just got one track to play us out and to end my Euro special of the show that goes like this. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you like football, there's been some facts and stats for you. If you don't like football, there's been a lot of wide-ranging music for you as well. And I hope you do like football, because I think the Euros are going to be marvellously exciting this summer. Who's playing us out? Well, unbelievably, representing Portugal. Her family mother's name is Pereira. She's now known, though, as Katy Perry. I was shocked. Anyway, this is Fireworks. See you soon.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework, come on show them what you're worth, make them go shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go You're gonna leave them all in awe.
You don't have to feel like a wasted space. Your original cannot be replaced. If you only what the future holds, after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite